877-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
The Halter Project presents Animal Disaster Preparedness and Response for all big and small. Is your animal emergency plan ready for wildfire season and other emergencies? Hosted by the Halter Project, Saturday, August 9th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Atwood Ranch Barn, 12099 Sonoma Highway in Glen Ellen. This free workshop is for anyone who owns or cares for pets, equines, backyard livestock. Topics will include risk assessment for animal evac and shelter in place, weather watch routines, developing a personal resource network, and more. So come ready with questions. That's Saturday, August 9th at Atwood Ranch Barn. Be prepared with thehalterproject.org.
The following show is brought to you in part by
Quiñones Cleaning Service. They provide office, tasting room, flea and window cleaning, as well as building maintenance, pressure washing, and more. More information at 707-373-4667 or at QuiñonesCleaning@yahoo.com.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, they tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mark with the Sonoma Valley Chamber of Commerce. It's Thursday, last day of July, 31st. The summer is flying by. Kicking off the show today with a little Welcome Back. Great song, the old theme song from Welcome Back, Cotter. Our news we were very excited to share. Our good friends at Corner 103 have reopened. It's been about 6 months since a little transformer explosion happened under the sidewalk out in front of their business, and it was a messy scene and caused some damage, and it just took a little while. So this is a great local business. Lloyd and Brent and the team down there, they make really wonderful wines. They're awesome, awesome people, and it's a great experience. They've actually won like the best tasting room award. I think it was USA Today a couple years in a row. Quick shout out to our other good friends, Mangentini Construction, for helping to get that project over the finish line. Anyway, they're back up and running, taking appointments. We want to see people get in there and support them. They've all kind of been, limited on their business's ability to make some money. So if you get a chance, swing by and see them. You'll have a great experience, and we're just really glad to see them back up and running. Getting to the rest of our news, we've got a great show coming up in just a couple minutes. We're going to be talking with Hayden from Larson Family Wines. I just realized somehow, I don't think this has ever happened, but unsurprising in Sonoma Valley, I guess. All three of our guests are wine-related today. It just is a random coincidence. Usually we have a lot of nonprofits and local serving businesses and things like that, but today it's wine all day. So I'm not upset about that one bit. Like I said, kicking it off with Hayden from Larson Family Wines in just a minute. They've got a cool Sunsets at Larson thing happening. At 11:20, we're going to meet Chrissy and Tom from Grand Scheme Wines. It's a new producer. Small company. They're pouring up at the kind of co-op tasting room in Jack London Village, so you'll hear more about that. They make Chardonnay and Pinot. And then 11:40, we get to get some information about a really cool new experience at the Three Sticks Adobe. So we'll be talking both Prema and Brittany. So going to be a really great show. Excited about it. A couple things I want to mention. First of all, Valley Connect. So we've had this event series. Kicked it off a few months back. It's a networking event, and this is just for the local serving businesses. We have a lot of, obviously, the hospitality businesses as evidence with our show today, get a lot of the spotlight in Sonoma Valley. But the local serving businesses, no less important to our community. In fact, it really, I would say these are the businesses that make it a community for us. These are, you know, dentists and little stores and real estate professionals and nonprofit. If you're in a business that's not a hospitality business, this is a chance for you to come down and just do some networking. It's going to be next Monday, the 4th of August, from 11:30 to 1 at Hop Monk. Check out our website. So basically, it's a one-price deal. You get to come join us. It's 11:30 to 1. You get your lunch included, and then everybody who's there does a one-minute update on what their business is, who's a good referral for you, just so we can make sure that everybody's connected and learning about what other businesses are doing here so that we can be sure to have those businesses. Obviously, we love our food and wine and lodging businesses, but we need the other stuff that makes our community work. So if you've got a business like that, dog grooming, tire shop, anything non-hospitality related, come check it out. Friday Night Flights is happening again this week. That's our summer promotion where wineries are staying open late to welcome you and check out their wineries without doing a full tasting. It's just a little casual drop-in type of thing. So this Friday, August 1st, we've got Garrickey Winery right there just south of the plaza. Grand Scheme Wines, you'll learn more about in a couple of minutes. Muscardini Cellars up in beautiful Kenwood. Shug Winery and Carneros, Walt Wines and Winery 16600, both right here in town. And then if you go to any of those wineries and buy some wine, you can take it to Mosaic, Songbird Parlor, or Il Fuoco, and no-cost corkage. So that's great. Other big news, City Party is next Tuesday. That's on the plaza. I'll mention this a couple more times during the show, but big night, 5 to 9:30. We built a big stage, so a bunch of people come out for that. Lots of food, lots of drinks, great bands. Hope you'll come check that out. Finally, I want to mention Wine Down Wednesday. Winery 16600 is hosting this for us. Tuesday. The event is called Wine Down Wednesday, Mark. That's Wednesday the 13th, 4:30 to 6:30. Another opportunity just to drop in, check out another local winery. Boy, it's a fun vibe over there at 16600 and great wines, too. So, anyway, hope you join us. If you want to learn more about any of those things, just check out our website. It is sonomachamber.org. And if you just want to get right to the events and bypass some of the basic information about the chamber, go to sonomachamber.org/events, and you'll be right there. Now, it is my pleasure to introduce our next guest, Hayden with Larson Family Winery. Hey, Hayden, how you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, thank you. Thanks for joining us today. We had a good time out there. I guess it wasn't this week, right? It was last week at the farmer's market. Got to hang a little bit and show off your wines with the community. Did you guys have a good time coming out?
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. I always love going to the farmer's market and being able to pour out. It was a ton of fun. Meet a whole lot of new people and some wine club members there that got to talk to.
Yeah, it's always fun. We have a great time out there every Tuesday. This next Tuesday coming up is City Party, but after that, the farmer's market resumes, and we'll be out there with a new winery every week showing off their stuff. So, let's start with the basics. So, Larson, you guys are probably among the longest-tenured wineries in the valley. How long have you guys been operating out there?
Yeah, for sure. So we've been open since 1985.
Wow.
I've been from the land since 1978, but the land's been in the family's name since 1899. So
wow,
quite a while here in Sonoma.
Yeah, and a cool history on the property, right? You guys used to do the rodeo down there?
Right, yeah. So we used to be a racehorse training center featuring Seabiscuit at one point, and then the largest rodeo in Northern California, holding 10,000 people from 1920s to the mid-1950s. So a lot of cool history out at Larson.
Man, what a cool thing. And it's still, I think it was called the Wine Country Radio or Rodeo at some point?
It was the Sonoma Creek Rodeo.
Actually. Oh, okay. All right. Very cool. Well, it's a special spot. There are definitely times of the year where it's less than ideal being down there. You guys are a little close to the water line. But tell people generally where you guys are located and, setting aside the the days when it's raining hard, your place gets a little bit iffy. But 99% of the year, that's a really magical spot with nice coastal breeze and beautiful views.
Yeah, so we're located out in Shellville, just across from Shell Vista Fire Station, maybe 7-minute drive from Broadway. Yeah, great spot out there. I love the summertime. It's been a very mild summer, obviously, so far. So the weather's been great. It's been cooperating. The view out there is incredible. I moved out here 4 years ago. Still not used to that incredible view out there. So definitely worth stopping by.
Yep. And then talk about the wines. You guys have a, you know, there's some places on our membership list. They do like, you know, a Chardonnay and a Pinot Noir, and then that's it. Thanks for hanging out. You guys have a pretty full lineup.
Got a big wine list. Yeah, inventory and stocking is a lot of fun dealing with all the different varietals we got. But yeah, we've got obviously known for our Chardonnay and our Pinot Noir being in Carneros Valley. Yeah. Best sellers in the 3-Lab Cab, but we have so many different white wines and a bunch of different red wines, a bunch of gold medal winning wines too. So you drive down that bumpy gravel road, you don't expect to get such great wines. But, man, our winemaker really does a good job.
Yeah. Now, how much are you guys growers, too? I don't know how I don't know this. But you guys growing your own? And is it how much of it is estate grown versus what you guys are sourcing from other places?
Yeah, so we do about 95% estate grown.
Oh, wow.
We have 75 acres. We're on 101 acres, but we farm 75 acres just on the property itself. And then we have a couple vineyards around the area. But yeah, we do mostly estate wines only.
Very cool. And then talk about some of the lesser known wines, because I think that's what makes it so interesting out there. You guys have, you know, you've got the Cabernet, you've got the Chardonnay, the Pinot, the stuff that you can kind of find everywhere. But you guys have some, you know, the Island of Misfit Toys, of the wine grapes. Talk about some of those and maybe some of your favorites that are on that list of lesser known varietals.
Yeah, so actually we just have two new releases come out, our Miller Road Barbera and our Miller Road Petite Syrah, so not obviously well-known wines, but something that we've never done in the past. Our Gewürztraminer is top class. It's a double gold medal winning wine, 99 points. Great unknown, or not unknown wine, but sure. Lesser known wine for sure.
Yeah.
We have a few different Chardonnays, a few different Pinot Noirs. We've got my personal favorite is our Albarino and our Sauv Blanc. So our newest vintage of Sauv Blanc, our 2024, is incredible. It's very fruit-forward. It's very earthy. And the Albarino, very crisp, fruit-forward as well. I stick to white wines for the most part, but I do like the lighter reds as well. But, yeah, we've got some great wines. Pinot Grigio is another triple gold medal-winning wine, too.
Yeah, yeah. And then I've learned you're not on the farming side at all, right?
I'm not on the farming side, but cool. Married into the family, so I just do whatever I'm asked.
Yeah, exactly. But at least I can ask. Usually, if I ask a farmer about like how the grape crop is coming, I get the most non-answer of all answers because they're all so superstitious. Nobody will say anything. But yeah. You guys starting to see some veraison out there. Everything. It's been kind of a slow, cool summer. But what's happening out in the vineyard?
So obviously, the mild summer is going to play a big part in it. So usually, we start harvests. Maybe late August or so, but we've had to kick it back already to the end of September. And I mean, we're still not seeing, above 85 degrees in the near future. So we might even have to push it back to early October.
Yeah.
So it's definitely playing a big part in it.
Yeah. Well, get extra hang time. We'll get some interesting flavors this year and should make some pretty spectacular wines. Let's talk a little bit about the experience out there. So, like you said, down in Shellville, it's beautiful. You guys do your tastings are all in that kind of outdoor patio area, right?
Yeah, so we're fully outdoors now. We have a couple very cool experiences. We've got a full-size bocce court, so that's been one of the most popular upgraded experiences. We've got cabanas. We've got vineyard views. The gliders are a hit. It's a table that basically rocks back and forth, kind of like a rocking chair. But generally just... you sit out anywhere out there. You'll be shaded. And you'll have a good time. That's some good wines.
Yep, cool. And then what's the tasting experience like in terms of like how many wines? If somebody comes out for just sort of the basic tasting, you walk through 3, 4, 5. What's the general rundown?
Yeah, so everyone that comes in the tasting room is welcome with a welcome splash of our sparkling rosé. So that's just a complimentary pour for you as soon as you walk in the door. Then we have four flights available. So you can pick our Inner First Radio. Great options on wines there, a few gold medal winning there, and then our 3-Lab Cab, obviously. Got an all whites and all reds, and then our gold buckle flight is all of our gold medal winning wines. And we switch up those flights all the time, so you come, today, you come back in 3 weeks, you're going to get different wines. So, like I said, we've got a bunch of different varietals to showcase.
Cool, and you guys, one of the things we get a lot in our calls to the chamber is people looking for a place that's dog-friendly and kid-friendly. You guys are pretty hip to both of those, yeah?
Definitely dog friendly and kid friendly. Yeah, hanging out with the dogs all day is a big perk of the job.
Yeah, for sure. This is Chamber Chat on listener supported Radio KSUI 91.3, the Voices of the Valley. And I'm talking with Hayden from Larson Family Wines. One of the reasons we brought you on today specifically is because you guys have a really cool looking event coming up. Sunsets at Larson. First of all, just the picture you guys have here, I hope this isn't AI, but it looks like my recollection of what a sunset looks like. Shelbyville is a special spot for sunsets somehow. I don't know what the magic is down there, but talk about Sunsets at Larson. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, so that picture is definitely not AI. I had to sit out there for a while trying to get a good picture of the sunset. But yeah, so it's kind of a take off the Sunsets at Shelbyville event that you guys hosted last summer. And
yeah.
Kind of played on it. It worked so well. So every Saturday night in August from 5 to 7 p.m., we're going to have a food truck out there. We're going to have a different musician every single week, and it is completely free to join. We're doing select wine by the glasses for $8. We just want you all to come out and experience Larson, just looking to have a good time, basically.
Cool. And then so this Saturday, you guys have Curtis Williams and the Hot Monk food truck. They turn out some pretty amazing food.
Hot Monk's awesome. I love Hot Monk. There's a reason I keep bringing them back.
Yeah, for sure. And then is it what's the wine situation out there? Is it just wines by the glass for this event, or is it tastings, or a little bit of both?
So it's mostly wines by the bottle, wines by the glass. If you guys want to do a flight, we'll definitely accommodate that.
Okay. And then August 9th, Under Trio is the band that you guys are having. And then Sonoma Churros. I still have not had these, but I feel like every time somebody brings it up, that they talk about Sonoma Churros in this kind of mystical voice. I've got to try. Have you had a chance to try them yet?
I have. So actually, I tried it at the farmer's market a couple weeks ago, and it was so good. I had to get their number, and then we've been emailing and got them set up to do, the second week of Sunsets at Larson.
Oh, nice. Cool. Great. So all summer long, looks like we're going through August 30th with that one. And then coming up, just to give a quick, we don't need to get into the details, but you guys are doing pumpkin patches and all the fall dog costumes and things.
Doing all that, yeah. So we got our harvest party coming up on September 21st. Still finalizing the details on that. Got to do our canine costume contest every year. That's my favorite event every year. We usually have about 30 to 40 dogs out there dressed up in costume.
Yeah.
We do our Santa weekend at the first weekend of December every year. We do a lot of events out at Larson for sure.
Yeah, you guys are killing it out there. So let people know when you guys open for tastings and just open for business, and then let people know website, phone number, email, any of that stuff.
Yeah, so we're open Thursday through Monday from 11 to 5 p.m. We do tastings during that time. Our website, LarsonFamilyWinery.com, you can go there. You can look at the different events we're doing. You can book a reservation. We've got a big wine list, obviously. Instagram, Larson.Family.Winery.com. If you want to call in, we can help book a reservation. 707-938-3031, extension 20. I will be the one answering the phones, I'm sure. So if you want to call in and make a reservation, chat for a minute, be there.
Great. Hayden, thank you so much. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
All
it.
All right. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back in just a couple moments with Christy and Tom from Grand Scheme Wines. You're listening to Chamber Chat on listener-supported Radio KSUY 91.3.
You are listening to Chamber Chat with your host, Mark Bodenhammer. Sponsored by
Quinones Cleaning Service. More information at 707-373-4667 or at quinonescleaning@yahoo.com.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. SchoenGroup.com. This health moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
One of the easiest ways to stay healthy is to take a walk. Walking just 20 or 30 minutes several times a week can pay big benefits. It improves cardiovascular fitness, helps maintain weight, strengthens muscles and bones, and reduces the risk of developing many illnesses such as heart disease and diabetes. And it's convenient. You can walk at your own pace any time of the day. So get out and enjoy the beautiful fall days here in Sonoma and do some good for your health in the process.
A summertime.
Go summer day.
In the summertime.
Summertime.
K
KSVY Sonoma 91.3 FM is local radio that is listener supported. That's you. Right now, our summer fundraiser is underway, and we need your support to keep community news, emergency alerts, music discovery, and creative programming alive and thriving. No donation is too small, and let's be honest, no donation is too big either. It takes resources, skill, and dedication to keep this station running 24/7, and your contribution makes it possible. So if you love what you hear, be part of what makes it happen. Head to ksvy.org and make your tax-deductible donation today, or mail a check to KSVY 680 West Napa Street, Sonoma, California, 95476. Listener-supported KSVY 91.3, Voices of the Valley.
Welcome back to Chamber Chat on KSVY, listener-supported radio KSVY 91.3, the Voices of the Valley. This is Mark with the Sonoma Valley Chamber of Commerce. Quick reminder on a couple things coming up that you don't want to miss. The City Party is next Tuesday. That is the biggest party that we throw on our plaza all year long. It's a really fun night. This year it's on a Tuesday. Again, that's next Tuesday, 5th of August, 5 to 9:30. Got great bands. We're doing the Cork Pullers, Groove Incident, the Anthony Polly Soul Orchestra featuring Willie Jordan. Going to be great food out there. Great. We've got wine. We're working all the beverage operations. So we're going to have Highway 12 Wines. We're going to have Palm Cider Shop doing their ciders. We're going to have Prohibition Spirits out there doing cocktails. Sonoma Springs is going to be out there doing beers for you. Really fun night, and just come down, check it out, have some fun. It's going to be beautiful. Apparently, we don't get hot around here anymore, so I'm sure it's just going to be like beautiful weather again. High 70s, low 80s, and come join us. Also, reminder, next Monday, that is our Valley Connect. Really important event for us. This is when we get, we got lots of good friends in the hospitality industries, but this is an event specifically for those of you in the local serving businesses, the businesses and nonprofit organizations that actually day-to-day take care of residents and keep everybody connected. So this is a chance to come out, do some networking. It's a nice, affordable event. You get lunch, and everybody gets 1 minute to provide a business update and let each other know who's a good referral for you. So we hope you come check that out. It's next Monday, August 4th, 11:30 to 1 at Hot Monk. More information on our website, sonomachamber.org/events. With that, very happy to bring in our next guest. We've got Chrissy and Tom from Grand Scheme Wines. Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really well. Thanks for having us back.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you guys for jumping on and taking part in the show. So you guys are a name that's kind of new, Grand Scheme Wines, to Sonoma Valley. Give us a quick rundown on your guys' history and what brought you here, and what are you guys doing?
Yeah, absolutely. We started the brand about 9 months ago. Our first vintage was our 22. We do Pinot and Chard. Estate Vineyard, certified organic. We planted that back in 2019, started development in 2018, and we've been in Sonoma Valley since 2014, so a little over 10 years. We got out of the fog in the city and decided to literally plant roots up here in Sonoma Valley, so we're excited to bring our terroir-driven wines out to the market, and we're getting some good reception. So
very cool. Now, did you guys have any history with farming or wine, or is this like a Beverly Hillbilly situation where you guys just packed it up and decided to figure it out on the fly?
I do ride a green tractor, but I have been in the business since 2012 under another label in the city, so we're doing our urban winemaking thing. So dabbled in that for a while, learned the ropes, learned the business, and then, did a little bit of time at UC Davis doing their wine certificate.
Nice.
So learned viticulture, learned winemaking, and we pretty much oversee every aspect of growing and producing, which is exciting. And Chrissy more or less runs the business, so this is the yin and the yang.
Very cool. And then talk a little bit about the grapes, the wine. You guys are down in the Carneros area. Is it technically in Carneros?
It is. Okay. Yeah, so we're in Carneros AVA, so right down in Shellville, if you're familiar with the Rommel Road area. We're adjacent to Mahoney's Vineyard, Sonoma Sinski, and some other folks local. We're planted at Pinot Noir Chardonnay, two clones of Pinot, 115 and Pomard 4, and those are Burgundian clones. And our California clone, we like to call it, is our clone 4 of Chardonnay, so... that one clone from Martini that's mutated over time, and we call it our California clone. So, and we're exploring our style. We have our still Pinot Noir Chardonnay. We did a rosé that we just bottled in 24, March of 25, rather. And our sparkling is going to be coming online hopefully November timeframe. We'll see about next year for a spring release.
Very exciting. And then is that, so you said November you're bottling the sparkling, or that's when it's going to be released?
No, we're going to make a decision. So we've been tasting through the sparkling over the last year just to see if we release it, see if it needs some more time in the bottle. But so far, so good. So we'll see.
Very cool. And then, Chrissy, can you tell us a little bit about, so you guys are in a really cool spot. We've known Passaggio for a long time. I don't know how many people in the community know about this, but the business model down there has shifted. It's not just the Passaggio wines. It's that same great location. Jack London Village is kind of a magical little spot. I mean, Glen Ellen in general is a special community. But talk a little bit about the tasting room there and what's happening in that space.
Sure, yeah. So in February, we joined Passaggio and Company Wines. So it used to just be Passaggio Wines, the tasting room, and now it's next other wineries. So it's a great opportunity to try five for five.
Chrissy, can I have you just come a little closer to the microphone so we can hear you a little tiny bit better? Great.
Sure, sorry.
There we
that.
Go. Perfect.
Okay. Great. Yeah. So it's a great little spot to try a lot of different wines. You can try our Pinots and Chards there, of course, as well as there are five other wineries that make different things. Lovely sunny corner, pet friendly, live music on the weekends. You can bring your own lunch. So it's a great opportunity for us.
Great. Like it. And then who are the other brands that are there that you can recall off the top of your head? I know you've got how many do you guys have out there?
There's six of us. Okay. So it's us, Passaggio, Rock and Clay, Once in Future, Copeland Wines, and Territorium.
Okay, very cool. So kind of getting back to, I love the story of you guys coming up here, investing in a vineyard, and, launching your own brand. And I guess watching a lot of businesses kind of go from idea to execution and how it's going. It's always interesting kind of hearing, what was it, was it about what you expected? Were there surprises? Are there things that were more difficult or less difficult than you were expecting? What's, here we go. Looks like I'm muted. I have no idea how I got muted. Cool. Can you guys hear me now? That's great. So the question is, just your experience opening the business, moving up here, planting grapes, starting a winery, is it kind of roughly like, is it playing out sort of like you guys had in mind? Obviously, you said 2019, so COVID probably threw a touch of a curveball at you guys. But, setting that aside, like, what's the experience been like? I mean, you guys are kind of living a really, like, probably a lot of people's dream, move to wine country and start a winery. So what's the experience been like?
It's exactly as we planned for.
Nothing deviated from the business plan.
It's been a fun ride. Thankfully, we've had experience in it before in various aspects of production and marketing and sales and the business side. It's not without its challenges, especially at this time in the market. But it's an interesting time to also launch a brand, given sort of if we're resilient through this period,
yeah,
we can take on anything. But yeah, managing the growing and the production side is always a fun challenge, both in timing, logistics, and then selling the wine, right? So getting a good customer base, establishing our brand and footprint, and taking our offerings out to market. You got to have a little bit of a thick skin in the winemaking business, as you know, but it's been fun and exciting to see all aspects of how folks are reacting to our wine in the tasting room, ratings, publications, events, as well as competitions. And then making sure we're also continuing our trajectory and our vision of terroir-driven wines. We want to showcase Carneros. We want to keep that consistent. And we want to make good wine and ultimately let people enjoy those wines over time.
Yep. And then let's talk about Carneros, because I think probably a lot of wine industry folks obviously know about Carneros. But it really is kind of one of those special spots for Pinot and Chardonnay. What's can you kind of summarize what your thoughts are on what you grow that same clone of Pinot Noir off somewhere else? What's going to be different about it because it's grown right here and you guys are right in the heart of Carneros concentrate where you guys are at, right? Down hilly by the water. So what's the kind of signature flavor profile for both Chardonnay and Pinot Noir?
Yeah, I think the mineral terroir driven wines, you know, climate, topography, soil, we're sort of in these marine clay soils, kind of in the midst of a transition into some more rocky soils. And the balance of that, you know, we're in a more marine driven environment, but also marine soils. So that imparts a lot of minerality into the wines. And then concentration of the flavors, tannin structure of the fruit going into the wine. I think we're in a sweet spot where we get the winds, we get the stable temperatures, right? I think we're probably on average almost 12 degrees cooler than downtown Sonoma.
Yeah.
So that lets ripening ensue, that lets flavor development ensue. So we're lucky enough to have that perfect sweet spot, as you said, in Carneros here to grow Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. And if someone asked me this question last night, if I had a little bit more land to plant something else, what would I plant? I was like, maybe some Syrah. I mean, that might be interesting
yeah.
for a cool Syrah. That those have been planted widely around. That's kind of our vision and why we sort of want to do terroir-driven wines, because it expresses the site. And, you know, I like to say wine is kind of a time capsule. It's a representation of the year, the place, and the climate.
Yep. This is Chamber Chat on KSUY here in Sonoma Valley. I'm Mark with the Sonoma Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I'm talking with Tom and Chrissy from Grand Scheme Wines. You mentioned time and place, so... The place is Sonoma, and the time is summer of 2025. This is the mildest summer we've had in forever. I just was talking with Hayden from Larson Family Wines before you guys. Usually if I ask people in the farming business these questions, I get no answer, so I'm braced for it. Can you give us an update? What's happening in the vineyard? Are we going to get grapes in before New Year's Day, or what's the situation out there?
It's not like 2023, that's for sure. 24 was a bit more of a hurry up and wait moment. And then this season, I think, is probably going to eclipse both of those. Great fruit set. Good fruit development, cluster development. We're just kind of edging. I'm looking out the window, edging through Verasion. So we're almost complete on the 115. The Pomard 4 is close second. And the Chard is actually starting to go through as well. So if we keep up this 80-degree streak, I'm thankful we're a little warmer. We had a ton of disease pressure over the last several weeks and months. But I think we're through the thick of it now. And if we coast into harvest, I'm guessing second week of September. We usually harvest around Labor Day. 23, we harvested like late September. Our Chard was in early October. So we hope to avoid that again.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing middle of September.
Okay, cool. And then turning our attention back to the tasting, I kind of want to go through the experience that you guys offer. So if somebody wants to come up, try the wines, what does that look like? Are there, do you guys just make one of each, you know, one Chardonnay and one Pinot Noir per year, or are there multiples, you know, you do different, you know, the clones isolated or anything like that? And then, so if somebody came up to visit you guys at the space at Jack London Village, what does a tasting with you guys look like?
Yes. Yeah. So for us, we have two Chardonnays. We have our 22, which had a little bit of oak. And then in 23, we did all stainless steel. So there's a little bit of variety there. We have our 24 Rosé that we just released a couple months ago. And then we have our 23 Pinot. We next year, as you said, different varietals. We for 24, we just bottled our Chardonnays, and we decided to do a little bit of both because every time we pour the one with oak and the one without oak, we get a 50-50 preference rate from the people. So we decided we're going to just kind of continue that. So for 24, we did a little bit of oak with Surlys on half the Chardonnay, and the other half we did stainless steel. So hoping to keep as much variety as we can with our small little lot and production.
Yeah. Chardonnay out at the, we're going to have you guys out at the, be our featured wine partner at the farmers market soon. I've gotten such an interesting education on wine from the, you know, from the business side of it by being out there. And one of the things that I have has been stamped in my brain forever now is just how divisive of a grape Chardonnay can be. There's so many people. I hate that there's one. It's a I'm not going to badmouth a brand, but there's a prominent Napa brand that everybody brings up when they mention Chardonnay to kind of exemplify the 1990s super buttery, super oaky Chardonnay. And I think so many people kind of have that in their minds still, that that's what a Chardonnay is. So can you just talk a little bit about Chardonnay in general? And because I love reintroducing people to this grape that I think is really just kind of magical. It's not all, some that oaky buttery thing that grandma was drinking, right?
No, it is not, especially in Carneros. And to give the terroir some credit, we try and be as little intervention as possible. With the oak, I think we were doing 10% new oak, something to that effect, with a bottle year of age. It's nice and round. It's got really nice, crisp citrus notes, awesome minerality, acid-driven back end. Same with the stainless steel, a little bit more gusto, but sharper profile. So we're kind of edging between both worlds of a Chablis style and more of a straight sort of, you know, if you would call your pool summer wine, if you will. Different time and places to have both and food pairings.
Sure.
And that's kind of what we're after. To the style you described, definitely not our style. thankfully, we can keep Carneros close in how we're evolving our style as well. And you mentioned other wines and, you know, part of this experiment, well, it is an experiment, but part of this is also experimenting with other styles. So we might do, like we said, the sparkling is going to be coming online.
Yeah.
Might do a white Pinot. So we're going to get creative and we're going to keep the SKU selection adaptable to what we think the market wants and what we're offered each year.
Cool. So last thing, you know, we always love talking about the product, but love getting to know the people behind it and what do you guys like I said, this is kind of like a sort of a fantasy, I guess, for a lot of people. What's it like? What do you enjoy about being growers, winemakers, running a business, being here part of Sonoma Valley wine community? Can you guys share, you know, each of you, just kind of your thoughts on, what you enjoy about this?
Sure. Well, like you said, it is a dream. It was something that we had envisioned as we were escaping San Francisco pretty much every weekend in the summer for some warmth. And, it's really exciting that we're finally seeing it all come to fruition. We bought the house, we planted the vineyard. Now we have a wine label. So it's been really great. Sonoma's an amazing community. So getting to be part of this community, especially the wine community, and with the joint tasting room, it's been even more fun because we get to kind of build our own little network there. So we've really enjoyed it. It's not without its challenges and hard work, but it certainly is fun.
Cool.
Yeah. And for me, you know, growing, producing, it's an art and a science. I'm kind of left and right brain. I'm right down the middle. So it suits my sort of personality. And it challenges you, you know, outside of everything else that we do in life. It's something that keeps us on our toes. We're always learning. You're never going to be a wine expert. Whoever says they're a wine expert, they're not a wine expert.
Yeah.
You're always learning. And that's part of the fun process of creating something, sharing it with the world, Sonoma Valley in particular. And making it better.
Yeah, very cool. I've enjoyed getting to know you guys. I still haven't had a chance to try the wine, so I need to get up there and check out the tasting room. I'll see you guys at the farmer's market soon, obviously, so I'll have a chance there. But for other people who are interested in trying your wines or getting to know you guys, can you give us a website, email, phone number, any contact information? How can somebody learn more? Social media handles, another great thing to pop in there.
Sure. You can find us at grandschemewines.com and on Instagram at grandschemewines, or at our tasting room, Passaggio & Company in Glen Ellen. We are participating in the Friday night flights tomorrow. So if you want to come by a little bit later than usual, we will be open until 7:30.
Cool. Thank you guys so much. Good luck tomorrow night, and we look forward to working with you guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us, Mark.
All right. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Whoops. I hit the wrong button. We'll be right back with Emma and Brittany from 36 Wines. This is Chamber Chat on KSUI. Let's see if I can make this work.
7-3-4.
Sounds like I can't.
You are listening to Chamber Chat with your host, Mark Bodenhammer, sponsored by
Quinones Cleaning Service. More information at 707-373-4667. Or at QuinonesCleaning@yahoo.com.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. SchoenGroup.com. This health moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
It's important to take an active role in your health care. Research shows that patients who have good relationships with their physicians and communicate well are more often satisfied with their care. To accomplish this, be proactive in providing your doctor with personal information. Then listen carefully and ask questions if needed. Don't leave your appointment until you feel you understand everything that was discussed. Make notes if you need to, and follow up later if you have more questions. Your symptoms change, or you did not get the results you expected. Clear and honest communication with your physician is important to getting the care you need.
Cancer Support Sonoma is excited to announce its highly anticipated major fundraising event, Wig Out Sonoma, going to be held on September 25th at the enchanting Jacuzzi Family Vineyards in Sonoma Valley. Cancer Support Sonoma is Sonoma Valley's only clinic providing integrative therapies that ease the physical, mental, and emotional effects of cancer treatment. Wig Out Sonoma has become a powerful platform for sustaining these life-enhancing services. Set against the breathtaking backdrop, Wig Out Sonoma promises an unforgettable evening of connection and community. So don a wig, alter your ego, and have fun as we party with a purpose to support those who have had a cancer diagnosis and need the healing therapies of Cancer Support Sonoma's practitioners. Tickets are on sale now at cancersupportsonoma.org. A limited number of tickets are available, so early booking is encouraged to secure your spot at this not-to-be-missed event. Wig Out Sonoma, September 25th at Jacuzzi Family Vineyards. Party with a purpose.
Welcome back to Chamber Chat here on listener-supported Radio KSUI 91.3, The Voices of the Valley. A couple quick reminders before we get to our next guest. Tomorrow night, Friday night, Flights is happening again. We're very excited. We've got a great lineup of wineries that are participating, and we hope that you'll come join us for that. This week, we are very excited to feature Garricky Wines, Grand Scheme Wines, who you just met, Muscardini Cellars up in Kenwood, Shug Winery, Walt Wines, Winery 16600. Really fun opportunity to get out and just check out our local wineries and do so at a time when it's, just a little more casual. Get a glass of wine. You don't need to do a whole, 90-minute tasting and have somebody giving you the whole, history of wine. Just a fun chance to come out and check out our amazing local wineries. So we hope you'll join us. There's more information on our website, sonomachamber.org/FridayNightFlights. Another reminder, City Party is next Tuesday on the Plaza, 5 to 9:30. Great wine, great food, great bands. It's really just kind of the biggest party of the year on the Plaza. So come check it out. Everybody's welcome. No cost. Really fun one. Last thing I'll mention, one of our members, Sosi Wines, has a fun new event. It is the Single Mingle at Sosi Wines. This is for our single friends in the Valley. You can come, enjoy some wine, and maybe you will meet somebody very special. Wouldn't that be lovely? Speaking of special people, I am very excited to bring in our next guests from Three Sticks Wines, also a participant in Friday Night Flights. But they have some cool stuff coming up. So happy to introduce Prema and Brittany. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having us. We're doing great.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us and taking the time to introduce 3-6 to our audience and also some new stuff coming up. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. But let's just start off with, the two things, the people there are all amazing. But our listeners are going to have to just go experience that firsthand. But we can talk a little bit about the wine and the adobe. So let's start with those two, because those are just two really exceptional aspects of your business. So tell us a little bit about 3-6 in general.
Yes. Well, we are family-owned. I'm the co-founder of the winery, and we've been making wine since 2002. So we've got this will be our 23rd harvest under our belt. Coming up, and we are Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, but that's really the focus of our entire business. There's a couple of fun little Easter egg wines that we also make, our Castagnata wines, Pinot Blanc, and a fantastic rosé. But we, we're sort of obsessed with growing our own grapes. We are 100% estate. We have 6 vineyards that span Sonoma County, three of which are really on Sonoma Mountain and surrounding areas. So Jarrell is really in the valley, sort of the bottom of Sonoma Mountain. One Sky is at the top of Sonoma Mountain facing Sonoma Valley. And then Gap's Crown is on the western facing slope of Sonoma Mountain. So, and then we have 3 other vineyards that are sort of up north, Green Valley, Russian River, and the West Sonoma Coast.
Yeah.
So, but, for us, it's coastal Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. And we have an incredible Sonoma, the town of Sonoma. This is our heart and soul. This is where we're from. Jarrell is, 5 minutes from downtown, and it's where everything started for us. So we have this incredible historic adobe that we open as our hospitality center, our really the sort of heartbeat of 3-6. It was built by the Vallejos in 1842. It's a treasure, a little historic treasure, just tucked behind the El Dorado Hotel. So yeah. It's on West Spain Street. And, for those Sonoma residents, you've probably driven by there a million times. It's sort of hidden in plain sight, which I think is part of the magic of it.
Yeah. It is such a special spot.
You get transported when you come through the front door.
Yeah, and I did have that same exact experience. I think my first year or so working at the Chamber, I had gone, along Spain Street so many times. And I remember kind of seeing on, the wine map, like there's this place called 3-6, but I've driven by there. It must have gone out of business or something, because there's no way I've missed it that many times. But it really is. It's this kind of low slung adobe building that's so unassuming. Yeah. But then can you talk a little bit about the renovation and what people can experience inside? Because it's just a really special spot.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a labor of love. I mean, I think we were crazy to even do it, but the results are so fabulous, and they really speak for themselves. That I always say that the adobe project made me a preservationist. I didn't know anything about historic preservation or historical resources or anything like that until we found the adobe. Bill and I spoke years ago, it was 15 years ago now, about really what the home for 3-6 would look like or should look like. And we knew it needed to be a home, different from other wineries of, vineyards. Like, we wanted that sense of intimacy. And so walking in, and then to Bill, it was important that it be historic, that if we were going to invest dollars into making something ours, that we should be protecting a historic resource. So the process to do that, and when we found the adobe, it just was like the absolute perfect place for us.
Yeah.
So for a number of reasons, the proximity to the plaza is lovely. There was even like an empty lot in the back, which is now our parking lot and lounge. Yeah, so it was a very long process. There's an easement that the Sonoma League for Historic Preservation owns over the property. So any changes that we wanted to make, we needed to do through the filter of the Sonoma League for Historic Preservation, which actually was very good. It made things harder. It was more extensive.
Sure.
Of an easement than any that anyone had ever seen before. It was not a facade easement. It was the whole property. So it was a very long process. It took us about 2 years.
Yeah.
We also had to change the use from a vacation rental to wine tasting. But you know what? That's a much better, lower impact use for a building like that.
Yeah.
So it was great. I mean, and then we worked with this fanciful, incredible designer who now is very famous, at the time was just really getting his start, a man named Ken Folk. And it just, you know, you walk in and you have the sense of real luxury and real intimacy, and you know, there's groundedness to it. It's an earthen building, but it, like, it shines. It has a woman said once that there's an alchemy in the walls at the Adobe, and I have to agree. There's a real magic, a living sense of history there. It's really, yeah. It's really fun.
It is a special spot. And it would be an amazing experience even if you guys had, you know, mediocre wines. But you guys thankfully have really incredible wines. You talked a little bit about where they're from, but just, is there a signature kind of flavor, something that you guys are striving for in the wines? What is it that is sort of the through line on Three Sticks Wines?
Yeah, that's a really great question, Mark, and I really appreciate it. Because I would say that the through line, the style of our wines is of, we're trying to hit a perfect balance of pleasure. Like, it needs to be pleasurable on the palate. So, you know, there's a silkiness to our wines. There's a plushness to them without being in any way over the top, without being, you know, ultra jammy or too much. So that's really what we're going for. And Ryan Pritchard, our director of winemaking, achieves that by gently punching down the wines literally every, and I'm talking about Pinot Noir here, but every 6 hours, like,
wow.
as they go. And it's the gentleness of that and the consistency of it. He's done multiple tests on, you know, does that really make a difference? And we all agree that it really, really does.
Yeah.
And in addition to Pinot Noir, I just love our freaking Chardonnays. Our Chardonnays are gorgeous.
Yeah.
They always have this beautiful acid nerve in them, but they also have that plushness, that the fullness on the palate, which I just really love.
Yeah.
I always say I could drink our Chardonnay for breakfast.
Yeah, no, it is. And I think I have. Those are special. Those two, your kind of flagship wines, are great. And you touched on it too, the Castagnatas, your rosé is one that every year when I see you guys pop that up on social media, I'm like, oh, it's that's one of my favorite standout rosés every year. And like you said, the Pinot Blanc and there's just the fun little add-in wines are exciting too.
And those are really available through the Adobe. So for people who are in town, come. There's always something, a greeting wine that you really can't find. You can definitely not find it out in the broad market, and you will also not necessarily find them unless you're on our our wine club or at the Adobe.
Cool. This is Chamber Chat on KSVY. I'm Mark from the Sonoma Valley Chamber of Commerce. I'm talking with Prema from 3-6 Wines. I think Brittany, hopefully she lost her internet connection and wasn't eaten by a bear or something.
Yeah,
she's in the woods, out in the woods. So
we're back on Brittany's whereabouts.
We'll say a little prayer for our friend Brittany. The reason we brought you guys on today, the main thing was this exciting new endeavor you guys are rolling out soon, next week, right? We're launching the new lunch experience and the subtitle we're calling The Beauty of Table Fellowship. Tell us what's going on. Tell us about lunch at the Adobe.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about this. You know, we've always offered a very high-end lunch that we do. It's catered in partnership with El Dorado Kitchen, and it's called our Mariposa Lunch. So our top-tier club members can do that. It's expensive. It's very unique. But our partners, our transportation partners, our hospitality, you know, hotels would call looking for a lunch, but maybe something that was not quite so fancy. And we totally agree that, you know, the signature of 3-6 is that down-to-earth luxury. So we designed a lunch to really achieve that, that is incredible seasonal food that we work with our wonderful chef, a young woman who is so talented and I'm sort of obsessed with, to make what we call, it's a 3-6 picnic lunch. So it's a very high-end, very high-touch, like, but delicious farm fresh lunch at at the Adobe. And then, of course, there's two glasses of wine that come with that lunch. So either a Pinot and a Chardonnay, you know, we can customize that a little bit, but we've sort of selected what we believe the best Pinot and Chardonnay is with the lunch. And if you're a Pinot lover or Chard lover, we can make adjustments there.
Yeah.
And we're offering it just one time a day. So it's, you know, really just at lunchtime. And, you know, I'm excited about it. I think it's a wonderful way to encourage people and also to deliver on something that our partners have been asking for, but to encourage people to come and experience the Adobe in a different way, in a more casual way, with a little bit lighter touch in terms of, you know, wine education and experience. It's really, you know, table fellowship is the connection that you make at the table.
Yeah.
And break bread with people and drink wine and sort of enhance life in that way.
Cool. Now, is this going to be sort of like a shared table type situation where it's like people are in kind of a communal group, or is it you
not
could...
necessarily.
Okay.
We have some little bistro tables that we have sort of scattered across throughout the property. It's not a big property, as you know.
Yeah.
So we do have the ability to seat groups of 2, 4, 6, or 1. You know, we don't see large groups. The Adobe really can't accommodate large groups.
Yeah.
So but you can sit with your own group. If you want a communal experience, I'm sure you could request that.
And then can you talk a little bit about some of the food? Do you have some examples of the food? Do you have that in front of you so you can share with us
green farro salad. So there's this really gorgeous grainy salad with fresh vegetables and a green herb dressing. There's a beautiful quiche that is also a vegetable quiche, personal individual quiches, roasted vegetables, and then there's always a sweet treat, roasted vegetables with sauces and cheese, and homemade incredible water crackers, which are delicious and addicting, and then there's always a sort of a sweet treat surprise at the end.
Cool. Just a few seconds left. I'm super excited to try this out, and thank you guys for being longtime partners of the Chamber. Can you give people a website, phone, email, any contact information?
Yes,
where somebody can go to learn more?
ThreeSticksWines.com. Our phone number is 707-996-3328 and email at concierge@ThreeSticksWines.com, and we can get you set up.
Very good. Prema, thank you so much. We'll say a little prayer for Brittany.
Yes.
All right. This has been
Chamber. I'll report back on her whereabouts.
Thank you. This has been Chamber Chat on KSUY. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, Sonoma.
All last week we had temperatures in the mid-70s. All this week, temperatures will be in the middle 80s. Look for partly sunny skies today, gradually becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. 83, the expected high with a calm wind, south-southwest 5 to 8. Clear skies tonight, low around 54 degrees with a west-southwest wind 6 to 11. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, temperatures are going to be hovering right around 85 degrees all 3 days with mostly sunny skies, lows overnight in the middle 50s with stars.
¡Sí! ¡Al fin tengo mi nuevo teléfono!
Genial, ¿no? Pero primero, aprendamos cómo protegernos en línea.
¡Protege tu mundo! La protección depende de ti y de mí. Actualiza, mejora tus claves. Piensa cuando hagas clic, usa multifactores. Así proteges a tu mundo.
Aprenda más visitando acisa.gov/secureourworld.
I'm
KSVY Sonoma.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. The Schoen Group is affiliated with Sotheby's International Realty. Our goal is to be your realtor consultants and representative for many generations to come. For information and guidance regarding wine country real estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.